Bemidji artist Marley Call has an exhibit now at Wild Hair Bistro called Recent Works, and I almost missed it because of calendar issues. It's up through April 28th. If you haven't seen it yet, do go out of your way to catch this show. Marley's retired now after teaching for 3 decades at Bemidji State University, and he's certainly putting his retirement time to excellent use. These are smaller scale pictures than I'm used to seeing from him, but his trademark attention to color and detail and surface is vividly on display here. The exhibit is all egg tempera on panel, beautifully framed. There are landscapes, interiors, still life-like arrangements, birds and flora, and food. This artist has always deployed a seriously vibrant palette and has made a career of working with what he calls families of colors. Sometimes he uses them in harmonious ways. Sometimes they oppose one another, deliberately and very effectively. Get up close to these paintings and take a look at what infinitesimally tiny brushstrokes are involved. It's incredible. Then when you step back, the pictures turn practically three-dimensional. Marley Call at Wild Hair Bistro in Bemidji. Take your time with his exhibit and get there soon. The Tally Gallery on the campus of Bemidji State University moved last year to Bridgman Hall, and I finally got there for the first time a week ago. It's a beautiful space, roomy and welcoming and full of light. I saw Motherhood, a large group of paintings by Alice Blessing. Alice Blessing specializes in custom portraits of people and pets, and what sets her work apart is that she paints entirely with her fingers. The only time she uses a brush is to sign her name on the work at the bottom. These are big, bright, highly accomplished pictures of women and girls, all acrylic on canvas, and it seems at moments as though they're looking at you, not the other way around. The tagline for Motherhood is, quote, "Motherhood is huge," end quote. It struck me as understatement at first, and yet it is powerful, isn't it? When Blessing's daughter Azalea was born, she realized that her life had been put on a completely different and unpredictable path, as challenging as it was rewarding. She soon discovered that your daughter doesn't belong to you, you belong to her, and that's just the way it's going to be. Down the hall from Tally in Gallery X, it's Worlds, Artistic Exploration by Emma Thofson. Lots of color in this show, too, on mixed media and fabric. A very visual and textured exhibit, Gallery X. I also stopped at Watermark Art Center when I was in Bemidji to catch the high school invitational, the 15th annual, a floor-to-ceiling and diverse and well-done show by students at Bemidji High School and Trek North. Paintings and photographs and clay and paper mache and wood sculptures, even some scratch art. Student art is always unconditionally affirming for me. As long as kids are doing art, we're going to be all right.